Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
7:20 Central African Time. Can you feel the vibe? Can you feel the power? Can you feel the Indian Ocean coming through? Can you feel the spirituality coming through on Consciously Connected on the platforms of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, ably captained by none other than Mufti A.K. Hussein Damud Barakatum. First Islamic global broadcaster was our Mufti A.K. Hussein. He was the captain. He was the resident Mufti on the Islamic platform. Yes, make lots and lots of du'as for our Mufti A.K. Hussein, Damat Barakatum. Fishing people, who doesn't love fishing? Fishing is such a therapeutic sport. Fishing is as old as anyone, yeah? Everyone did fishing. And whenever you talk to a fisherman, yeah, you sometimes you get the fisherman's tale. You may catch a toby, but you'll tell you caught a shark. You may be caught a toby. Then you say, no, I caught a tuna. And maybe he's caught a pinky. And he said, no, I caught a whale. But Zakir Kadwa is not like that. He learned from the very best. His father-in-law, Irshad Vaizi, who's on a jet ski, who has his boat, and, you know, anything that floats, you'll find Zakir and his father-in-law on it. Fishing. Yes, sir, Zakir Kadwa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And jazakallah khair for joining us on the platform, the Marcus Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wa Jamaah, and also on the segment called Fishing. How are you doing this morning, Zakir?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, brother Shafat, exceptionally well on this beautiful Sunday. And a very good assalamu alaikum to all our esteemed listeners.
Yeah, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Zakir, and alhamdulillah. And, generally, I get the perception that a fisherman, they get up early morning. So, you know, there's no cobwebs on you. There's no sleep in the eye. You're fresh. You know, you're there for Fajr time. You all, and if you're not reading, you all read your Fajr first and then move out towards the seashores. And it's maybe because of the dimension of, I make my du'as first and I'm guaranteed I won't come out with an empty hand back home. Talk to us about a typical day in the life of a fisherman, especially a young man like you, when, weekend comes up, the excitement that goes through and how you feel and what you do and how, perhaps you are preparing from the whole week for that special weekend trip. Zakir, be all ears. Bismillah.
Okay, so the best part of the week is when your father-in-law phones you and tells you, right, this weekend we are fishing deep sea, so you prepare yourself. So, inshallah, Saturday or Sunday, he'll tell you which day. So you say, right, for example, Saturday morning, you'll be at the Durban Ski Boat Club at 4 o'clock in the morning. So you'll wake up at 3 o'clock and start prepping your day. You'll tickle your wife's feet and tell her, please, make me some lovely chows for the boat and some patkos. And you'll gather all of this along with your fishing tackle and the excitement as well, and you'll run, not even walk, you'll run to the ocean, you'll wait there, excitement builds until the boat is launched in, and until that first fish bites, that is when the excitement levels are through the roof. It is a feeling out of this world to have that fish on the other end of the line. It is a feeling I cannot explain to you, but nothing in this world except fishing gives that to you.
I tell you, people, Zakir is bringing it alive, that excitement. Can you feel it? Yeah. I mean, how do you ask your wife to make your sandwiches if you're a fisherman? Eh? He said, darling, I'm going out with the boys. So we'll make a plan. But he tickles his wife's feet. Hey, he's a cute guy. This is a young man. So, young men do things like that. But alhamdulillah, I want to know now, Zakir. I want to know what Adila puts in your basket, in your picnic basket or your fishing basket when you're going out. Because whenever I go to the ocean, I live near the ocean. There's a lot of motion. I grew up with it. And the best part is I'll dip into the ocean for 5 minutes and I'll eat for 25 minutes. I don't know what's the ratio of the fishermen. But first of all, you have to tell us what your good wife Adila puts into your basket, your lunch basket when you take it out for fishing. You have to bring it alive. the listeners throughout the world are listening to you. Go for it, Zakir.
Alhamdulillah, my wife spoils me a lot. If sometimes the basket is open, there's samosas, pies, bhajias, egg bread, bell works, you name it. And there'll never be one type of chutney. There's green chutney, red chutney, there's chungo. When I say fishing is all about eating, Uncle Shafaz, you are right about that. It's 90% eating, 10% and 10% waiting for the fish.
Hey, Zakir, you got me falling here. I fell off my chair now. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if someone calls you somewhere, okay, come boys, we're meeting here, or, you know, brothers, even you have a program in the mosque, you know, when they say, supper will be served. Hey, you notice something, Zakir? Full house. I don't know if you noticed that.
Everybody's always there.
Zakir, hey, you know what we're talking about. Imagine now, I'm spending 600 rand in petrol. I'm coming to meet you there in Uvongo, or you may be gone more past Sheppies, or you know, your favorite. And you know, it's quite an expensive spot if you really look at the fuel price and you look at the gears that you're buying. But it seems as if for fishermen, if I'm not mistaken, the barakah flows. Where does that barakah come from, Zakir?
In my opinion, the barakah comes from the fishermen starting the day early in the morning. Number one, starting the day with salah, starting the day with yasin. Majority of the time, fishermen, I can say fishermen are very, very holy people. They got tasbih on their tongue, and until they catch that fish, when they do catch that fish, it's Allahu Akbar. So that is probably where everything stems from, and that's where I think it comes from. But sometimes you do have the occasional days where your patience is tested a little bit, but Allah Ta'ala never lets you down. Shukr Alhamdulillah, we always come home. We are never left empty-handed. So shukr Alhamdulillah for that.
People, you heard it. Zakir said, Wallahu khayru raziqeen. And Allah says, I, Allah, I am the best of providers. But you know, Zakir, your father-in-law gave me a tip. He said, hey, you know, Shafaz, when you come to the beach, read your three kools and you'll have a pool. Hey, I said, what is he talking about? Read your three kools, you have a pool. And then I caught on. Yeah, when I'm casting and I must read my three kools, because, you know, all those things, funny things in the beach and all, they'll run away. But the pure fish, lovely white meat comes on your line and you got it there. And do you follow your father-in-law's instructions? I'm sure you're reading your three kools, and you had a lot of pools recently.
Gee, alhamdulillah. Every time we've gone out, we've never came back empty-handed. So I guess you're right, Uncle Shafaz, the three pools do give you a pull.
Hey, Vaizi. Yeah. We made you feel better, Vaizi. Vaizi is listening. Irshad is listening very intently. Hey, I can check him. He said, hey, my son-in-law is so good. Now, I must congratulate you, Zakir, for choosing Vaizi as your father-in-law. And how you feel about it? Am I right? You chose the right father-in-law. You got the, you know, mashallah, Adila with you. A beautiful family indeed. Talk to me about what a wonderful family it is.
Alhamdulillah, we just get along so well. It's as if we were born for each other. Allah Ta'ala really, really made us find each other on our paths. Allah Ta'ala really brought us together, brought everybody together, and shukr alhamdulillah. Our family bond is very, very strong. We have a very, very close family bond, and we are, what can I say, we are the cheese board, you know, all the different types of cheese laid out, that is us.
Yeah, hey, you're talking about, why are you teasing me? You know what? I like the Gouda cheese. I like the cheddar cheese. I like the feta cheese. Hey, and then that mozzarella cheese. What's your favorite cheese?
Mine would have to be Gouda.
Yeah, all right. Gouda. Gouda is which is a sweet one. The Gouda, isn't it?
Gee.
Ah, so you don't, yeah. I like it. I mean, the cheese, I can have it with apples, I can have it with peanuts, I'll have it with raisins. And you just give me an excuse, I can enjoy my cheese with many things. And, you know, as we talk about fishing, the evolution of fishing, what got you interested in going out and do, fishing? Is it a family thing, or was it something that you just learned from your father-in-law, or was it, before you met your father-in-law that you got into fishing?
Alhamdulillah, I've been fishing from a very early age. My father's an esteemed fisherman as well. So I've been on boats from a very, very young age, being in the ocean, understanding how to tie the fishing knot, which between you and me, Uncle Shafar is the only knot I know how to tie. So when I met my father-in-law, I was already in his good books, because I owned rods and reels, and I was ready for it, ready for the action. So alhamdulillah, that way I got into it. My father-in-law just brushed me up and took me out, basically, into the ocean, kept me with him, gave me all his advices, and alhamdulillah, that's helped a lot.
Now, you know what? Your father is whispering in my ear. He's telling me, ask Zakir about motor cars. He simply loves a motor car. I don't know which car you like, but he's purring you. He's saying, you really love cars. Now, what's your favorite car?
Uncle Shafad, if I have to start talking about cars on my level, we can go on the entire day about it. But I'm going to try and keep it brief. So my favorite car would be a Golf 5 GTI, which I currently do have. But the conversion on the car alone makes it a completely different car. It's got a big turbo setup. It's got majority of the parts on the car have been changed. Like the injectors have been upgraded. The fuel rail valve has been upgraded. The high pressure fuel pump upgraded. This is probably gibberish to a lot of people around the world, but I can go on for days, Uncle Shafat. Speed is like, it's an adrenaline that will never die away from me and will always be with me. So cars have been my passion from a very early age. One of my first cars is actually a Mini, a 1275 Mr. Bean edition, for those people who are not too familiar with it. So, alhamdulillah, I still have it up to this day.
Wow.
Gee.
I tell you, you're tickling me because, I must have been, I was a lighty man when I had my first, the XR3, I don't know, you were not born. This was in 82, like that. And I took it out from the box. At that time, it was like for a young man, the fastest car to have was a sunroof, the mags, and it purred on the road and so forth. And, eventually you had a microbus and so on. Went through everything. But I remember the Mini you're talking about. And my uncle, he said, hey, boys, I'm buying you all a car. Guess what he bought for us? He bought us a Mini Clubman. I tell you, Zakir, we went round the town and around. The car couldn't capsize. We were doing it all full speed and taking bends, and all the Mini just stood flat on the ground. And Mr. Bean, the Mini, is it green in color also?
My Mini is silver with a black roof. Before this, it's been gray, it's been red, it's been black. But alhamdulillah, I settle on one color now, so inshallah it stays this way.
Now, does a Mini go, how's it going? It's purring, but you on the other hand, you got this Golf, which is modified, and it seems as if there's a need for speed in you. Do you get the G-Force coming through? Because, my cousins, one's got a Ferrari, the other comes with his BM, I don't know what, Max this and that. Hey, chef, sit down. And they like to make me feel like a Gabrat mode. And, you can say, hey, Kazi, man. No, you drive. I said, I don't want to drive. Take me back home. I can't take this. What about you? Need to, for speed, looks like you have to go for your, flying license very soon, Zakir.
I think you're right, Uncle Shafat. It's never enough for me. The car wasn't enough. I've been on a superbike. Superbike is not enough. So I think the only thing left now is a fighter jet or something to fly on. I think you're definitely right about that.
Hey, I know you, Zakir. Now I know you. You're like me. I said, I want to fly, but once I took off, hey, I got a Gabrat. Then I went on the cableway. That cableway you go in Table Mountain. I got a Gabrat. I said, hey, me, for heights. I can't take heights. Yeah. How about you? If you can climb a mountain or Drakensberg, do you like all that?
Alhamdulillah, I'm what people call an adrenaline junkie. So I love high mountains and and deep waters, you know, whether it be diving, hiking, paragliding, anything and everything that puts you on edge, I'm up for it.
Hey, if I had my own F1 team, I would have just hired you now. Hey, hire that guy. Yeah, that guy there. I want Zakir Kadwa in my team. But alhamdulillah, you know, as you say, we have all this passion. And as you said, your priorities are right, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to please first. And, you know, as we go through this tapestry of life, you know, we get different moments at different times. And we talk about our hobbies we have. But when it comes to, choosing a hobby or a, you know, even your friends, how fussy are you to the type of company you keep or the type of people that you want in your circle, Zakir?
So as I've gotten older, my circle has gotten smaller. My friends nowadays are mainly my cousins, and we do things like golfing together, fishing. We go on fishing trips as well. Not too long ago, we were in Tafufu, which is near Port St. John's. Alhamdulillah, we had a beautiful trip, and I don't want to disclose too many details, but my father-in-law has a surprise coming next year, inshallah, some good, what can I say, a good trip. We have a good trip planned for next year, so I'll leave my father-in-law to share all the details with you guys. I don't know if, as I said, before we go or after we come back, but this is definitely something to listen to.
Now, you know, you talk about the adrenaline, and you know, you're a junkie for that. You know, going on air is not easy. It is another, you're on the edge, and, you know, you're talking to millions of people. But I noticed that, you know, you have taken to broadcasting like a duck to water. How do you feel about it? Do you feel very comfortable? And as if it's you and I, we know each other for many, 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 many years. We feel like one big family. Your thoughts?
Definitely, Uncle Jaffa, we are one big family. We are one happy big family. It's taken a little bit of getting used to, not going to lie, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given me the courage, and I'm trying to do my best.
Well, you settled down well then. Your father-in-law is still smiling. I think, you know, he wasn't well this weekend. Inshallah, he recovers soon. But your escapade, you know, you flying on air, he's making a difference. Have you seen the difference in him? He's brighty about it. He's ready. He's embracing and celebrating you, Zakir.
Well, according to my mother-in-law, ever since I visited, his health has been improving tremendously. So, alhamdulillah for that. And at the same time, I'd like to thank him for that beautiful cup of tea that he gave me when I went to his house. We sat down, we had a good conversation, and after that, his health just seemed to take off in a positive note, so alhamdulillah.
Yeah, Zakir, you know what, this is important, you know, keeping the muhabbah and motivating each other and making things happen. And, you know, as a young man, you know, what is the biggest challenge you feel, you know, is confronting the young Muslim today? What is your concern?
My concern would... for the younger ummah would be that they don't lose their deen. With all the fitna and fasad that we have around, it is very easy for us to wander off and to be led astray. And I think the ulama have gone the extra mile and created youth programs and youth awareness programs and things like that. And the ulama have really put in their effort, and I think the parents now also need to start putting the effort as well, and not pushing the children, but rather creating a loving and an environment for the children that make them want to go to. So for example, if you're going to have a youth program for the children, instead of having it at a masjid, for example, where you give them a bayan, you rather have it at a dam. Throw some rods in the water, have a small sausage braai for them. The Mulana can be present. He can still give his bayan, but it's a much more captivating environment. You know, people want to be there. People want to listen. People want to be a part of things like that.
Well, Zakir, I know Mulana Kaji, Salman Kaji from Kuala Guza, he listens to the program, and he's smiling. You know why? exactly what you said he does. He's hands-on. He's taking them there and he's, you know, enjoying himself with them and giving them the bayan and keeping them on the straight and narrow. I'll share a story with you. You know, when I grew up in this beautiful town called Sepingo Beach, and it was Maulana Harun, Rahimullah, Allah fil his qabr ud nur and grant him a jannat ul firdaus. So we were very, very close indeed. But I used to go fishing with Maulana Harun. I used to play soccer with Maulana Harun. And, you know, on first terms, he should call me Chef. Hey, how's it, Chef? And right till his dying day, you know, Chef, how are you keeping? Chef, what's you doing? How's the broadcasting? How's the dawah? How's this? And I recall going fishing with him myself, Maulana Harun, the late Dr. Padia also. We'll go down the south coast, and those were beautiful moments. We used to take a few musallis with us. And there was this very old musalli, and I used to call him Chacha. You know what? Whenever he went to the ocean, he stood and he'd look at the ocean for about 5 minutes. Then he'll tell me, come here, stand here. Every throw was a catch. But he used to catch these gigantic shads, man. They were big, massive. And I was to bring home, and my mom used to fry it, Allah fill a qabr with noor too, and all those make parda from this dunya. But that was the ta'alluq and the muhabba that we had with the alims. But alhamdulillah, bless you for bringing up that point. But let's talk about the old, the seasoned fishermen, the old chachas. Tell us about, you know, have you met anyone like that, that has so much of knowledge of the ocean that you can call him an encyclopedia, Zakir?
In my life, I've come across a lot of fishermen. At the same time, Uncle Shawar, as you said, fishermen have tails. Fishermen tails are true. But I've had the opportunity to speak with a lot of old fishermen. One of them is my dada, and he actually told me about something called dipstick fishing. And it was the first time I've ever heard about dipstick fishing, and I was very, very intrigued. And he explained to me that it's basically a long stick that you hold in your hand, and the line is the same length as the stick, and you got your hook at the end of it. So you would walk into the ocean until the water is about as high as your chest, and once you're inside there, you would bait up with you would have a sling bag around you that had your bait inside it. And you would have a jacket that closes at the bottom around your waist and is tight-fitting. So when you catch your fish, all you have to do is just lift the rod and the fish comes flying to you. You put the fish into your jacket, you rebait, and you try again.
I tell you, Zakir, that's a magical moment on Marcus Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on Consciously Connected. What a lovely thing. And Dada is, you know, are you Dada's favorite?
I'd like to think I'm Dada's favorite, but alhamdulillah, I don't think they play too much of favorites.
But what you must do now, I want you to, on international radio, to give Dada a special message this morning from his beloved grandson. Make Dada happy. Give him a message.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dada, I will be visiting you later, inshallah. So, inshallah, I'll see you. I'll bring the biscuits. You have the tea ready.
I thought you'd take a whole platter of something. You said, Dada, I made a whole fruit salad here for you. Dada, I brought you some lovely Dorados. This was caught by me. And there I have lemon on it. I put it some lovely honey and butter. And there, Dada, I've even got one Pakistani friend made you special rogni naan. Let's enjoy. You're going to make a plan that way.
Definitely, definitely. My dada happens to be my number one fan in terms of fishing. So whenever I catch a fish, my first fish always goes to my dada.
Hey, you dada's boy. You know, me, I lost my dada at a very young age. You know what? I must have been only 8. But my dada loved me. Zakir, he loved me. You know, he had all his grandchildren, and they used to line up every Friday, and he used to give them 2.5 cents. Those years are like good spending money. But he'll tell me, you come back after I gave them. And then he'll take my 2.5 cents away from me and put a 6 pence, like a 5 cents on me. So my dada, I make lots and lots of duas for him. He was Sher Khan Dular Khan, who built the Stanger Secondary School. And he was the first principal of the school. And he, Zakir, I'm sharing this with you. He named me Shafat Ahmed Khan. So make dua for my dada. But I want to know your dada's name. Loudly and proudly, Give us Dada's name, Zakir.
Muhammad Kadwa.
Wow, Muhammad Kadwa. Now, I've got a cousin, Zubair Dular Khan. He is a ENT specialist, Mufti A.K. Hussein loves him. His mother is a Kadwa. She's Aisha Kadwa. So you see, they'll be connected somewhere with the Kadwas too. But Alhamdulillah, Zakir, you were absolutely B-R-I-L-L-I-A-N-T. Your parting words of this morning?
To all the fishermen out there, I'd like to say that big baits catch big fish. So keep the rod bending and keep the line tight.
You heard that, people? Yeah, keep that rod, but don't let it bend all the time. You just, give it a jerk, give it a pull. Yeah, and then reel it in, and you got it. Zakir, inshallah, we'll talk to you soon. You have a mashallah, beautiful day ahead, and Allah bless you now and forever. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah for having me.
Most welcome. I tell you, people, Zakir really added a vibe to this morning's fishing segment, and Allah bless him now and forever. And also, his father-in-law, make special duas for Vizy that he has a speedy recovery.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.